The Delaware County Fair was one of our featured stories, I think, last week on MuncieJournal.com, which we're going to talk about right now. And we've been bringing some of our founding sponsors and supporters of this effort, this website. I hope you've heard about it, MuncieJournal.com. And Tom Bracken is the president of the George and Francis Ball Foundation, in studio with me. Your first radio station appearance, as I understand it. We welcome you aboard.
That's right. This is the first.
We're glad that you're here. I'd like to ask you the similar kind of question that I've asked our other founders of this website initiative. Why, in this case, did the foundation decide to lend its support as a founding member for this MuncieJournal.com effort?
Well, Jay Chapman gave me a call and wanted to sit down for coffee. And as soon as he explained what the Muncie Journal was all about, it became immediately clear that it was really in sync with what our foundation is trying to do. We are basically trying to do what's best for Muncie. We want to make Muncie a better place. We're focusing our resources on Muncie. And so as soon as he explained what the goals were for the journal, it fit right in with what we want to do.
You personally told me you were born in Muncie. You were away for quite some time. You ended up landing back in Muncie now. And you've obviously noticed and seen changes through the years.
But
I think
changes.
There are some exciting, positive things happening in just the last several years. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree, and even when I first came back here 3 years ago, one of the first things that struck me is how many great things there are about Muncie. But if you read the paper, you don't necessarily get those things. You've got to dig a little bit. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you got to dig a lot. But if you spend time here, you realize what a great place Muncie is.
And we're glad to be touting those good things. MuncieJournal.com, if you haven't seen it, folks, is a website, as you would imagine. It is a free, not a subscription service. There's new content added every day. We've had a couple of really good stories about some education things. Delta High School, the Muncie Community Schools, new superintendent was featured. We've got some restaurant, new locally owned businesses coming online. Those will be featured. There's a story today, in fact, that's on the front page about the Cards and Clydesdales event. Beautiful picture of the horses that are coming to Schumann Stadium later this afternoon. And so many good business things that happen, from shell buildings that are important for building up employment and workforce, to the opening just the other day, the ribbon cutting, I should say, of that new effort, which is downtown Muncie, right across from the field house.
Walnut Commons.
Yes. I mean, and just a lot of things like that they're happening. They're always happening, but they don't always get the attention they deserve. That's what we're trying to do with MuncieJournal.com.
Right. Good things have been happening. That's the important key. Muncie Journal certainly isn't creating the good things.
Right.
They've always happened, but it's been hard to find out about them, and the Muncie Journal is raising them to the surface.
Well, thank you for your participation on the foundation's sake, and we're glad that you're on board. Thank you for that support.
It's our pleasure.
Our guest this morning, Tom Bracken, the president of the George and Francis Ball Foundation.